Before we move on, I do want to go back to that whole issue of guilt for just a moment when it comes to caregivers and the guilt that you may experience as a result of, you know, feeling stressed when caring for your loved one. I really do want to encourage you to let go of that guilt. Serious business. Because you think about it, it's stressful enough having to do all that you do on an emotional level. You're having to cope with the condition that your loved one is in, whether the situation is physical, mental, emotional, spiritual, some combination of the four. You're having to cope with the condition that your loved one is in, and that in and of itself can be very, very stressful. And then you look at, you know, the whole issue of what you're doing to help take care of that loved one. You really are expending energy, mental energy, emotional energy, physical energy. And you think about it. Healthcare givers in hospitals, clinics, nursing homes, etc. Even when they enjoy doing what they do, they get tired because they are putting out energy just to be up and moving about as a healthcare professional is requiring energy. But then you start talking about what it takes to truly provide good care. I'm thinking about the dedicated healthcare givers now, not the ones who do the least amount, but the ones who truly, truly care about their patients, and they're really wanting to do the best job they can do day after day. They can get tired. And that's part of the reason that they, just like people on any other job, have days off. Only work a certain number of hours per day. They need the break. They need the rest. And this, in light of the fact that they're not taking care of their own loved ones. They genuinely care. Many of them genuinely care about the people they're taking care of. But it's still not the same as seeing their loved one in that condition and putting out the energy that they put out to care for that loved one who is their loved one. What they do counts. But it's not the same as if they're at home taking care of their loved one who's in that same condition. And still, they need rest. And then you're at the house taking care of your own, and you may not get the breaks you need. You may be at it for 5 or 6, 7, 8 hours without an opportunity to get away for 30 minutes. In all probability, you probably need more like an hour and a half, 90 minutes, uninterrupted, a full 90 consecutive minutes just to catch your breath. You may or may not get 90. You may or may not get 60. You may or may not get 30. And you know that when you go to bed that night, that situation is going to be the same. And when you wake up the next morning, that situation is going to be right there for you, waiting for you to start the process all over again. What I'm saying is, what you're experiencing is stressful. And it's okay for you to, number one, admit that it is stressful for you, to acknowledge that to yourself. You don't necessarily have to say it to the one you're caring for, but at least confess it to yourself. I'm stressed. Maybe other family members. When you all get together, whether it's by phone, whether it's face to face, one of you with the other, whether you all group together, 5, 6, 8 of you, meet up every so often at the home to talk about what's going on. It's okay In fact, it's good to confide that you are stressed. Maybe each of you is stressed in one way or another, including those who don't live in the home and deal with this day in and day out, but especially the one who is in the home dealing with this day in and day out. And sometimes, even for caregivers who are not necessarily in the home 24/7, but they leave their home day after day to go to the home where the loved one is to provide that care. That's stressful too. Now, if for whatever the reason, you truly are not stressed, no problem, no problem. But if you are experiencing stress, don't feel guilty about that. That is natural. It is common. There's almost no way around it. Now, I say that, certainly, consult our Creator and ask for peace, ask for grace, and ask that when you do rest, whether it's just sitting down for a while or whether it's lying down on the sofa or whether it's turning in for the night, pulling the covers over you in the bed, ask our Creator, ask the one who created your body and your mind and your soul to help you rest well. But please don't add to your stress by feeling guilty for acknowledging that you're feeling stressed. All right, now that's it. What about high stress levels? Well, according to Linda Schrager, who's the author of Age in Place, a guide to modifying, organizing, and decluttering mom's and dad's home, high stress levels can increase the risk for heart disease, cancer, arthritis, acid reflux, headaches, and body pain because of lifting and handling loved ones. I told you, the people on the job, even when they truly care and they're providing the best care they can, they take breaks that are much needed. Many family caregivers find yourselves lifting, handling, because think about it, you may find yourself having to turn the person over. You may find yourself having to get the person out of bed or out of the chair each time they need to use the bathroom to get them to wherever they're going to use the bathroom. And this is not something that you looked forward to. Oh, it's something that you may accept it, but it's not something that you are excited about becoming part of your life, having to help your loved one use the bathroom, help your loved one get in the bed, help your loved one get out of the bed, feeding your loved one, whatever it is you're doing to provide care for your loved one. Many family caregivers have had to alter their work schedules because of caregiving obligations. And listen, some people have lost their jobs trying to juggle both the work schedule and the caregiving obligations. Schrager says that caregiver stress is a public health issue requiring serious intervention. She says that central to protecting the caregivers among us from the damage of chronic stress is to gain a modicum of control, perhaps by organizing a team and putting together a care plan and a means of team communications. That said, I do want to also ask that family members truly be a team. Seriously. Don't let it be a situation where one member of the family provides all these caregiving, takes care of all these caregiving responsibilities when two or three of you could share in the caregiving responsibilities. Don't put all that on one person just because they will accept it. Love each other enough to divide up that responsibility. Back in just a few.